All employees? That's not what we said.
Did we say all of the three departments?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say the
three. No.
I'm sorry.
I misunderstood. I'm being corrected by you. Thank you.
Well, I understood just the three departments.
Just the three departments.
Is that what you heard?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So I am.
Yeah, they'll all be here. I'm going to make sure Jillian got the right idea, too. All right.
Okay, we'll call our meeting back to order to address the Tiger Grant. I don't know that we've got an agenda laid out, except we need to discuss the issue. Does anybody have anything they want to start with?
I'll throw something out.
Okay.
Okay. Was it last week we met? I can't remember when it was. We talked about the application process, and really that's where I think probably the most of the discussion is coming from now is what's the actual cost to do the application, and you know, and there's some discussion of what our chances are and all that. I think originally there was a discussion about to do the complete engineering drawings was, well, not complete engineering drawings, part of the engineering drawings was $450,000 approximately, and then last time we met you said, well, maybe I can do it for $50,000, and that kind of is where I think we left it at that point. Am I recapping properly?
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Since then, there's been a lot of discussion. I've had a plethora of phone calls and concerns about why are we spending money on this and all that. And so I had a few questions I had. If you want to come up to the mic and we kind of reconvene the conversation. I mean, I can tell you that I've made some phone calls and had some phone calls made to see kind of the MoDOT obviously is going to be applying for the Tiger Grant. I hear MoDOT gets priority treatment. The state gets priority treatment over the counties or the cities on the state level. So if that's the case, and MoDOT supplies, you know, an application for $300 million, there's a good chance that there's only going to be $50 million left for the rest of the state. Is that?
I think that's a reasonable statement. To maybe add to that, too, is that the state is only going to sign letters of support for projects that provide at least a 25% match.
Okay.
And there's about 20 projects of interest that people have contacted MoDOT and said, we have a project that we intend to consider for a Tiger Grant. Of those 20 projects, one of them being MoDOT's, only two of them have committed to completing the application process. The others are still pending. They've not made final decision as to whether they are or are not going to make application.
Okay, can you recap that again? So yeah. MoDOT's going to submit theirs.
Yeah, there's about 20. And really right now there's only three projects, MoDOT's and two others.
And MoDOT's is how large?
I don't have an
You've
exact
heard about payment. $300 million, have
yeah,
you not?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the other two? Do you know
who are I'm they? Not sure.
Okay. You don't know who they are?
No.
Okay.
No. And then of the other 17 projects, they've not committed to making application, nor have they committed to meeting their match requirement
in order to get
MoDOT support.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you lost me.
All right.
Of the other 17 or 18?
Have not committed to completing the application process.
Okay.
Or committed to meeting the match requirements in order to receive MoDOT's support of their project.
Are we in the 17 or 18?
We have yes, we're one of, but we're uncommitted at this point.
But we're one of the 17 or 18.
Yeah, so then we would be one of four projects submitted.
If we submit it.
Correct. And let me tell you a little bit more is that most of those projects, well, this is the only project that's not in a Metropolitan Planning Organization or an MPO. And one of the things, and when you look at the, MoDOT has a map that shows the distressed locations in the state. And of those distressed locations, most of those are the rural areas, and very rarely are they the urbanized areas where the metropolitan planning organizations exist. So that one of the criteria of the Tiger Grant through the selection process is funding projects in distressed areas, which Taney County falls under that criteria. So that's another check mark as a positive for this application.
How do we fall under a distressed area?
It's an evaluation that MoDOT went through to determine which areas were hit the hardest by the economic conditions that we're in right now. It was a criteria that they established, and they've located that geographically on a map as to which areas are included and which areas are not.
And that was MoDOT that determined
yeah,
that?
They posted that on their website, yeah. And that's part of the criteria to make sure that the funding is going to distressed locations to try to help them recover.
And we're clearly in the map area that's distressed.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there projects, MoDOT's projects, in distress? You're saying none of them are except ours.
He's not saying the other two are not.
But I can tell you that
MoDOT.
Yeah, they're telling me though that those other projects are in metropolitan areas, which in some situations are not considered to be distressed.
Okay.
So there's a positive for us as far as, you know, looking at how we rank compared to the other projects. Some of the other information, you know, in our last conversations talking about the probability of being able to be funded, I talked to the representative for the Tiger Grant program. There are not a specific number of projects that they're targeting. There are not a specific type of projects that they are funding. Nor do they have a handle on how many applications they expect to receive. So I was not able to quantify that any further.
When is the deadline?
September the 15th. So we're about 30 days away. And that's kind of the sense of urgency of needing to be able to make this decision quickly, because it's a maximum 25-page application. It's a free format, but there's a lot of information that we need to compile in order to make that application. So,
can you talk about the application? I mean, this is where I'm going to just be really blunt. Knowing the application deadline is September what? 1st?
15th. September
what?
September the 15th.
Okay. Knowing the application deadline is September 15th, and when you first brought up the possible engineering cost of $450,000, which got everyone's attention, obviously, knowing that that engineering fees, you couldn't complete the job by September 15th.
No, but we have, I mean...
That's where the pushback I'm getting is like, okay, Great River is talking about $450,000 in engineering fees, that we know it's going to be multiple months of engineering. However, the deadline's the 15th. I know that if we get the grant, then we got to be able to hit the ground running because we only have a short window to complete the project. I think that was part of the conversations, but can you kind of talk through that?
Sure, absolutely. All right, as far as what we have to have in order to meet the requirements of the application process is to have complete list of substantially preliminary engineering work, and also the environmental approvals, which would be the NEPA requirements or having all the clearances and permitting from all the regulatory agencies. We have to have that in place prior to the project being funded and awarded, and that would be September the 17th, although there's indications that they've moved that up to January now. They're going to try to award those projects in January rather than wait till February.
So January of 2010, they're going to award the project.
Yes, and so where we need to be is we need to be far enough along with the project that we have preliminary plans and have started the right-of-way documentation for the project so that we can have the project completed prior to February the 17th of 2012. And that means constructed by the year 2012.
2012, it has to be completed. That's
yes. Okay. Substantial completion.
Is it realistic to have the NEPA approvals by September 17th?
February 17th of...
He said September, he meant February, and then moved that up to January.
Yeah.
January of 2010, is it realistic to
is
have...
Is it realistic to have the NEPA approvals?
NEPA requirements.
And then in the background information that we've been able to put together today, we've talked to our sub-consultant that we would use to do the NEPA documentation, and he's saying that he believes he could have it completed by that date.
With approval?
Yeah, and he's talked with MoDOT and Federal Highway as far as what requirements that would have to be met. But where we would have to have all those clearances prior to awarding the project. But we would know well in advance of that February date if there were any issues environmentally or culturally. And he has identified one area culturally that will have to be investigated further, and that's a part of the scope of services that we submitted to the County Commission.
Where does the where's the $50,000 figure you gave us last time was the cost to get us to September 15th, is that correct?
Yes, that's. I would anticipate that the cost the County Commission would incur for the application process would be somewhere in the ballpark of $50,000 by September the 15th. But what I would propose today is that I would propose that we provide full support for the preliminary design, because if we're going to make application, we've got to be committed to going ahead and completing the preliminary design and right-of-way documents prior to the January 2010 date, because that will be part of being able to provide substantial progress with the project to allow it to go forward to authorize the construction and have that completed by 2012. But it's an hourly contract with a maximum not to exceed, and if at any point the County Commission feels that the potential of the project getting funded is less, then we can terminate the contract at that point. But once the application's committed or completed, you have the opportunity to see that the what the compilation of that information is and the success or potential success of that funding mechanism would be.
On September 15th, all the projects will be submitted. We will know how we stack up against basically the other competitors.
And that should be evident by the transparency that they are requiring through this American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. We would know who everybody else is that's submitting and what their level of commitment is going to be as far as matching any funding toward the project.
Okay, percentage. This has been an issue, and
I apologize for.
So, what's our percentages today in numbers?
Well, and I truly tried to put an effort together to try to quantify that based upon the funding that's available, the number of projects that could be that they intend to fund, and try to quantify it from that perspective. But there's no information as far as how many applications are going to be made, or what those projects are. So I was unable to try to quantify the percent chance of being awarded.
Let me ask a question differently along the same line here. MoDOT chance of getting the $300 million, pretty high? If MoDOT submits the project for $300 million, which I've heard 270, I've heard 320 is what I've heard. I think it's the same project we're talking about. One from Kansas City to St. Louis, the adding lanes to I-70. Mm-hmm. What do you think, based off the application, you've talked to a lot of people about the Tiger Grant, MoDOT chances of getting that grant through the Tiger Grant is pretty high, 90%?
I wouldn't even say that, honestly. I truly believe that this application has as equal an opportunity as the MoDOT project does. I think they fall into a couple different categories. I think there's some things that we're stronger on, and I think there's some things that they're stronger on. The one benefit that I think we have is the size of the project. This is not, and as far as this funding mechanism, this is not a large project. It's a smaller project, which then, as the funding is distributed and they fund larger projects, there's going to be a certain amount of funds that aren't designated to a project initially, and I think we fit into the package real nicely with the size of our project to pick up some of those remaining funds. I mean, and the things that we have is, I mean, this project will have a regional impact. We're in an identified economically distressed area, and we have safety issues and capacity issues that we know exist, and we know we're only going to continue to get worse.
While Jim's thinking, we've asked for a proposal. Do you have a written proposal for us?
Yes.
Okay. Have we seen it yet, or you got it today? Oh, Frank's got it.
Nikki handed this to me just a few minutes ago.
And what that proposal is, it's the preliminary engineering design services and right-of-way documentation. It includes the NEPA documentation for environmental and cultural clearances. It includes geotechnical for subsurface investigation, and there we're looking for rock to help us minimize our right-of-way impacts and also show us the material that we would have available for construction of the project, as well as foundations for the bridge structures.
Is it my understanding that because of the substantial completion requirement of February of 2012, that the administrator of the Tiger Grant would not partially award a grant? Is that correct? I mean, it's all or nothing, basically.
Yes.
I mean, because of the rules, it's... Yes. So, I mean, if there's... In your estimation, what are you thinking this project would price out at? 25, 30 million? What do you think?
Well, based upon the work that's been done prior to this day, to today, we feel like it's a $25 million project.
Okay. So if that's the number, then we're looking, the county would have to come up with $7 plus million to pay the 25% match. Is that, am I doing my math? That's $6.5 million.
Yeah. So somewhere in the 5 to 7 range.
Okay. 5 to 7 range.
And again, the match can be
more. You might have a better chance, more than 25%.
That, and it also could be a match in donated right of way, a match in in-kind work done by the county on the construction site. And that's one thing that I think we should fully explore is that what our opportunities are to bring in some alternative funding sources, because that's one thing that they're looking for is creativity and helping get more partners in the funding process, whether it be private development, in-kind work, donated right-of-way. Those will be components that we'll want to incorporate in the application.
And this preliminary plan would be included in the cost share? It would be part of the 25%?
Nope.
No.
It's not really a cost share or a matched situation until after the project's been funded.
So is it my understanding then the 50,000, what is the number? Is it 50,000?
Well, and the way we develop the 50,000 is that over the next 30 days, what would be the expected expenditure on the preliminary design and application process that the county would see? So we would anticipate the resources that we would assign to the project, that the county would be invoiced $50,000 through that process by September the 15th.
At an hourly rate.
At an hourly rate. And if it's less than that, it would be less. But that's what we would anticipate, $50,000. And then that would put the county at a position where they would say, we want to proceed forward. The application looks like it has the potential of being funded, or that, you know, we're seeing the insight into the project that we're looking for and we want to continue to move forward, or that we don't feel like we've got a strong enough package to be able to compete on a national level.
Do we want to give folks opportunity?
It's
a good
so.
Time. Anybody want to speak to the issue? Comments? Mr. Grohman?
If we go beyond September 15th, to get from September 15th to what we need to actually be competitive and compete for an award, how much additional will we have to compete? And is any of that money, does any of that money come off the grant if we get it? Because we're going to spend $50,000 to get to September 15th. Obviously, we're not going to know a whole heck of a lot until we see how many we've got competing, and then we have actually submitted all the required studies to really decide if we're in a competitive situation. How much is it going to cost to get us from September 15th to where we're actually playing the game?
I think it's going to cost another $400,000 from basically, the way I understand it, it's $50,000 to get us to a point to see who else is playing. I mean, it may come down to MoDOT and Taney County are the only ones submitting the grant, or maybe four of us. And then if at that point we reconvene and say, all right, our chances look better than we thought, the next step would be another $400,000 to play the game.
And that $400,000 we won't get back out of the grant if we get it.
Well, it would be classified as an income toward that 25% match.
Okay.
And it's that $450,000 is the engineering drawings that aren't thrown away. I mean, it's the permanent drawings. So it's not just specific to the grant, but yes, it would be applied to that 25% match.
So what we're talking about now is up to $50,000 just to see if we want to play the game.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And so you spend the 50 to September 15th and you continue to play the game, as Gary said, and start spending the 400. And then we don't know if we've got a grant, though, until we spend
the 450.
Okay. That's what I thought.
You know what the difficult part of this? I think I know where you're going to vote, and I think I know where you're going to vote, and I don't like to be in that position.
It happens, doesn't it? Other comments? Mr. Z, yes, sir.
Certainly, I think everybody in this room knows where I stand on this road and would be surprised if it was any different than that, but I would like to point out a couple of things here. One, Hollister received a COPS grant from stimulus money. And we applied for that and competed for that nationally. It's a little over $100,000 over a three-year period. Three cities in the state of Missouri got, other than St. Louis and Kansas City, outstate Missouri, there were three of these awarded, and Hollister got one. And when we looked at this and we looked at our chances, we said, how hard, this is just like the numbers are overwhelming. Why even go through the extensive process it takes to justify all this stuff? But we did it, and lo and behold, Hollister got the COPS grant out of all the others. Springfield applied for 55 police officers, got zero. So anyway, this business about the chance and looking at the numbers and where we stack up and that, I would just encourage you, if this is a meritorious project, that we take, forget the numbers and have it based on the merit of the project rather than the numbers in all of that. I would also ask everybody to reflect back on the stimulus money that we got for the bridge and how that all went, in the fact that we were selected because of how we fit into the larger picture, not just that was the top-ranking project of all projects or anything like that, but the fact that we fit in cities of this size in a disadvantaged area and met the criteria, very similar to what Spencer's laying out, our criteria here. So that selects us, that pre-selects us, or gives us some type of advantage over other cities that don't fall into that or other counties that don't fall into that. So I'm saying that we have recent experience in two of these levels that speak to some of the questions that we're talking about here. And in both of those cases, we went forward and prevailed. So for whatever that's worth, I would ask you to reflect on our recent experience about how we faced these same issues and how we ultimately came out of them. So there's a couple of examples.
Question on the COPS grant.
Mm-hmm.
My concern on what we're looking at today is the the cost to get there, not knowing what the end's going to be. What kind of money did you spend on the COPS grant? And what was the what did you get? What was the grant?
You know, I don't know the exact calculation on it, but it was some extraordinary commitment of staff time. So there's a calculation of how many hours,
right.
and I won't say hundreds of hours, but I mean a lot of hours on it. And so at our level, there was, let's say we spent $1,000 to get $100,000. Do we spend $50,000 to get $25 million? It's a scale, and it's not unlike one to another. But we had to make a commitment to do that,
okay,
or not. So that's kind of what I would see there. Return on investment, kind of a situation. And again, I think as Commissioner Straufus has pointed out, any work that moves forward is enduring work. This isn't anything that would have a shelf life that would make it obsolete in a short period of time or anything like that. So it would be an investment towards the project.
It, just open here.
Okay.
That's part of the problem I have with this going forward is we've spent over $100,000 and we've got a document that so far I don't understand what good it is to us. We're looking at realigning. If that happened to us then, how come that could, why wouldn't that happen to us this time?
I would anticipate that any documents that you already have existing for whatever investment you have in those would be of benefit to Great River, and there would be pieces of that that could be incorporated in this and not have to be duplicated. And I would just encourage that document would be made fully available and out there for their use so that whatever pieces of that could be used and facilitate this to move forward. In some of these questions, you know that it's like prophesying the future. You don't know that. I mean, everybody can create an environment. I can create an environment that says, okay, don't approve any alignment changes, don't do anything, and every bit, 100% of this will become true. So that just solves the problem. But that's unrealistic, and I don't think that's right. But each of us can create the scenario, or you can create self-concern in the fact that what if this, what if that, and those things. And so, again, you have control of each of these steps. And if, in fact, the risk-benefit analysis that you do at the time doesn't make sense, don't make that decision. What I would say here is, if you invest in a project that has a high potential of return and has been in discussion for the period of time that this one has, have the commitment to go forward, make these things. One of the things that happens in these, as money becomes, past investments become less relevant, it's because of the period of time. The longer these things drag, the more that things change. We overbuild one end or the other. Different imperatives change because things change. If, in fact, it goes through with today's imperatives, it's highly likely that the life of the project, that will be the imperatives you work with. But if you, as this project is spanned over many, many, many years, things change. And that's been part of the reason why it's been revisited as much as it has, in my estimation. But again, I believe that this is a great opportunity to access this money. I think that both Great River Engineering, and I can tell you myself, for the Hollister Depot and Trails grant that they applied for us, has been a very successful company in attracting this money and documenting this. And again, I think it's a point in time where we have a unique opportunity to go forward with this. So that would just be my personal position, but also that of the Board of Aldermen of the City of Hollister.
Thank you, Rick. Rick?
Hi.
Other Rick?
Guys, I really don't envy you having to make the decision you have to make. And I guess I have constituents out there that visit with me, and I want to present their viewpoint. And believe it or not, I've got half of them on this side of the fence, half of them on this side of the fence, so that's probably not going to help any. But I still want to let you know that I have people that come and visit with me, and they say, this east-west corridor does not need to happen. Didn't leave it alone. They say, hey, the voters voted it down. And I want you to know I try to support you all the time. And normally what I'll say is I don't believe the voters really voted against this east-west corridor. I think a lot of those voted because they felt like there was individuals that were going to prosper, and because of that, they didn't want that to happen. I have people that talk to me like that. And some of those people listen to me. Some of those people just don't hear what I say. I have had two realtors talk to me about this east-west corridor. They happen to both be on this side of the county. And one of them voted for the project. One of them voted against the project. And the one that voted for the project actually contacted the other one and said, what is wrong with you? He said, we can't get people across that bridge to sell real estate now. And of course, the other one's saying, we don't want this. We don't want the progress to come this way anyway. So I don't envy your position, but I want you to know that probably whatever choice you make, you're going to be making about half the people mad. You probably knew that anyway. I think a real determining factor is how useful is what we're getting. And I think that you're trying to weigh that, Chuck, and I appreciate that. I think the other two are trying to weigh that too. I don't know. I think we have to look at the experts and say, okay, guys, how useful will it be when we get it? I believe, in my own personal viewpoint, that this east-west corridor is probably one of the best things that could happen to Taney County as far as progress. If you want progress, you want it. If you don't want progress, you don't want it.
Well, Rick, that's not my question. Useful? I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
I have no question at all. I wouldn't have been in favor of spending the $100,000 that we spent already. I mean, I don't think there's any question. Safety, development.
I'm not talking about the project itself. I'm talking about what you get for the money you spend, Chuck. How useful is it?
My concern is that you get something for what you spend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're speculating on getting a grant and what it costs. That's my question. Originally, when Spencer first came, I understood that we had a good chance of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that, I was excited. I mean, getting a $25 million grant. But as time's gone on, there's a question of what kind of a chance do we have of getting that money. I mean, staff time is staff time. I agree with Rick. But using our Joan and Ron staff that we've already committed those and that's a little bit easier for me to swallow. But when we're talking $500,000, the total figures in the contracts, could be as much as $549,000. And to sit here, anyway,
I understand
thought of spending those kind of dollars and not getting the grant, that's a big decision for me.
And I appreciate the fact you think it's a big decision. I guess what I was trying to say was the fact that you may not get the grant. Do you get something for the $549,000? Is there anything there that's useful? That's a question. I really have to look at those guys and say, okay, is there really anything that's useful?
That brings up another big question I'd like to talk about some, and that is, if we don't get the grant, we talked about this at the first meeting when it was, or second, doesn't matter, when it was a good chance. I ask the question, can we set this on the shelf and use it later? And of course we can. My question though today is, what kind of plan what are we thinking ahead if we don't get the grant? How are we going to use that money?
Well, it won't be money then if we don't get the grant. We've just got a plan.
I'm sorry. How will we use the document, the engineering, mm-hmm. how will we use that $549,000 if we don't get the grant?
I think that's a good question to ask, and I think that maybe Spencer can...
What are the options?
What the goal is with the, and what the goal is for the application and what the goal is for the commission is that... they want to make sure that this is a viable project, and that's why they're requiring the preliminary design and the environmental clearances, that there's not something in there that's going to come up unexpected that's going to prohibit this project from being constructed. So that's what we're doing through the due diligence with the preliminary engineering and the right-of-way documents that we have put both hands around this thing to make sure that it can and will go forward if funded. And I think through that process, the county commission will have the opportunity to look at, if this funding doesn't become available, that you have good information through the design process and through any right-of-way discussions that take place to feel comfortable that it can move forward. The other opportunity that presents is that if the county does not have the funding available, and if and the county wishes to explore future funding opportunities, whether it be other grant programs or other bonding or tax issues that may be available, that you know the product that you are providing to the public through this documentation process, and that you can put this project on the ground.
I'm sorry, I still don't, other than if we don't get the Tiger Grant,
mm-hmm.
and we've got the plans, other than to say, and we say that so easily, we'll look for another grant. I mean, that's the only answer I see to the next step if we don't get the Tiger Grant.
I think there's an option that we could potentially start the construction ourselves. On the east side, if we wanted to try to go ahead and acquire right of ways and start doing it ourselves. Part of the plans are we'll have plans.
Right.
I mean, part of that money, I shouldn't have many sense. Part of that money that we're going to spend, if we have to spend, is that potentially we will have a preliminary drawings that we could actually start considering the construction ourselves, or at least the easy parts. Now, I'll just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm struggling with the 450 myself. Okay, I really am. It seems like we're paying, if we want to play, it's basically a admission fee of $50,000 to play. And my concern is that's $50,000 to play, you know. Whereas I'm just trying to find out who are the other people playing. You know, because I'm thinking that September 15th we'll have a copy, or can get our hands on copies of everyone else who applied, where they lie, what their match is going to look like. We'll have their application that we can dig through and see what our realistic chances are. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm struggling is $50,000 the absolute least amount we can do to play.
That's where I'm
struggling right now. That's just want to
you know, I've sat here about as long as you've ever heard me sit without saying anything. But my question is why? Why would you consider the $50,000? Why would you consider the $450,000? I've sat and heard about this east-west corridor since 1995, and the economic development that it would bring to Taney County. And as I sat and listened to that, and other commissioners long before these commissioners sitting here today have said that they would put $300,000 to $500,000 a year into a project that they felt like was of importance to the economic growth of Taney County. We have passed or put before the voters a taxation twice, which everybody likes to use that for an excuse, because it was either the parks that caused it to fail, or it was the IDA that caused it to fail, or I just didn't like the bridge project that caused it to fail, or this last time it was I voted again the tax, I don't want any more taxes, or I don't believe we need the road. So you can find any excuse you want to, but if Taney County wants to grow, and they are not interested and passing a tax, in which I don't believe the citizens of the county are interested in passing a tax at this time. You have to have economic growth. The $50,000 or the $450,000 seemed to be out of the question when we considered a bridge across Lake Taneycomo. Because whenever we considered the bridge across Lake Taneycomo, I heard Mr. Pennell say that if we're going to take this 5.1 that has been saved for the east-west corridor and we're going to apply it to the bridge, and then we're going to try to save up enough money to do the east-west corridor. Well, I know one old commissioner that got in there and worked his hind end off to get federal funding from the very word go, so that we didn't spend $5.1 million of the county's money so that we could pursue other transportation avenues. Now, this $50,000 seems to be a big concern of the other two commissioners. This $450,000 seems to be a big concern to the other two commissioners. We had a $751,000 grant come into the sewer department for a Kirbyville project that, at that point, was not going to be there, that was going to be taken out of the Taney County taxpayer dollars. And that money was going to be spent one way or the other because the sewer department had already approved it and the county commission was involved. So I don't understand why the big question, why, when we talk about $50,000, or why, when we talk about $450,000 or $550,000, when it concerns the livelihood of the citizens of Taney County. I've been sick of hearing about this road that ends to nowhere. This road is in no doubt in the state's mind, when Dale Riggs was there, and Dale Riggs said it was one of the top four projects in southwest Missouri, a man from MoDOT that retired, well respected, and the way I understand it, you gentlemen are going to bring him on board to help get this thing going. So our chances of that money's being put to good use to Taney County, you know, I hate to get into things sitting on shelves and things like that, because there was a courthouse project here one time for $1.1 million that did sit on the shelf that didn't get anything done. But when we decided to build a judicial facility, we did it. I hate to talk about a $90,000 deal that sat on Casey Road until you gentlemen helped get involved. And we did the project. So it's how bad we want Taney County to progress, or whether we want certain individuals who are interested in only certain portions of the county having any growth, and everybody else sitting back on their fanny working for those individuals and them making the dollars. So I have no... As you've always known me to be one to speak my mind, I'm speaking my mind right now that I feel that when you talk about $50,000 to play the game or $550,000, we're not playing a game. We're playing serious business. We're playing the economic future of Taney County.
Other comments? Questions? Pat?
Yep. Well, I wouldn't forget some things. I wrote some things down. Mr. Strophas, I welcome you. This is the first time that
yes.
I've had a chance to visit with you, and certainly glad to have you aboard. I'm Pat Barnett, and I live in Powerside. And I'm just going to kind of read some things, and then based on some things that have been previously said, I'll have a few other comments. Time is what we never seem to have enough of. I'm going to wax philosophical here for a little bit. We need to minimize our necessary travel time to spend more time with our families. A good portion of the western Taney County workforce lives in the eastern part of the county and would be using the east-west corridor road. The Taney-Como bridges to be built and renovated by MoDOT is certainly a good thing. A reasonable short term, it seems to me, that when both bridges are full, in full operation, Branson Main Street and the Branson Landing Boulevard are going to be slammed and choked. Not to be misunderstood, it's better with these bridges than without. So we're getting some good things with the bridges being put in use. And what I'm saying about being choked there is whichever bridge people are going to take, Main Street is going to just be chock-a-block. And the same thing is going to be down there. When you get to the roundabout, people from out of town that are not familiar with the roundabout, you know, the Branson Landing people are going to have to yield, and nobody's going to give them a way in, and it's just going to back up. That's my thought. I ask you to think about these folks that are east of Lake Taney-Como. Taney-Como citizens who pay taxes the same as all the citizens and spend a great deal of it in the western county businesses. All this traffic is traveling on the Coon Creek Road past the Hollister Elementary. This is with the Coon Creek, this short-term thing we're dealing with. And if this east-west road is not approved, or at least is not gone forward to commit to apply, then the Coon Creek Road is basically going to be used until this road is built. The Coon Creek, all this traffic traveling on the Coon Creek Road past the Hollister Elementary and high schools and the homes on Missouri BB, crossing the St. James Bridge up the hill to access 65. What's going to be the toll that will be paid in time, frustrations, and potential wrecks with those impatient drivers that we do know exist? Now is the time, and I say again, now is the time to do what is the right thing. I speak for lots of folks that understand the immediate need to fund the necessary report and engineering details that will get Taney County in line for this most important need that will benefit all of Taney County citizens. It seems to me play is not in vocabulary for this project. This is work. This is serious county work. It's serious county money, and we need to be smart with what we do. You can give a lot of money to somebody that's not smart, and at the end of a period, he doesn't have anything left. You can give a little bit of money to somebody that's smart, and they can make it work. I see, from what I hear, no real downside to the $50,000 to go forward with this. Now, you've already committed $100,000. There's going to be more money coming. I mean, I don't need to be repeating what's been said, and I think everybody probably understands it. creativity in financing. The road right-of-way has already been identified, I would presume. Given that the right-of-way, if it were donated, really could be part of this creative financing, which would take less of the county's money. Has discussions begun with any of the property owners to see if they're willing to donate right-of-way for this? If the county gets the donation, then the county doesn't have to pay. And the property owners along this way are going to be benefiting from this just as same and more than other folks. And I guess I'm just going to read one more thing, and then I've had my say. I know that each of our commissioners are listened to by our citizens. I urge all of the commissioners to support the funding and construction of this critical infrastructure. You know, you guys are looked up to because you are the voice of the people. And it's serious business. It's not play. It is serious, not for today, but for today and tomorrow and for the distant future. We've got a lot to be proud of in Taney County, and I think that the East-West Road is an integral part of who we need to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Others? No? Shoot, you reminded me of something, Pat, and I let it get away from me.
Never happens to me.
You mentioned right away. This isn't it. The assumption now is that there's at least one property owner that will have a different route than what's been proposed, for what that's worth to you. I did have one engineering firm that mentioned, and they may have not understood the scope of the project. I assume that they didn't, but they didn't. The comment was they didn't charge for grants. And surely I would assume that they weren't looking apples to apples, because I trust the Great River wouldn't be sending us.
Right.
Oh, thank you. That helped me. Joan, Ron, have either of you all talked with them? Have they done any work on how the Tiger Grant looks for us?
I've met with Joan recently also, just to kind of make sure I understood the process. And I mean, the requirements, the Tiger Grant's a little unique from a grant because of the engineering. You got to be more engineering documentation to submit. So it's natural for Great River to charge for those services because there is engineering with it. One of their key grant writers that they have located out of state, who deals in different types of grants, realizes that MoDOT may have... Am I going to get gaveled?
No.
Okay.
Getting rid of my nervousness. No.
It's like, what did I say?
Do you need it?
I don't know. I'm thinking, what did I say?
There
you go. But they say that, you know, MoDOT traditionally will have an upper hand on the grant because it's the state. And so that's why I kept on asking those questions. I personally believe that, you know, whatever MoDOT doesn't ask for in that one large grant is all we're going to be talking about that's left. That's why I kept on asking that question, because what I'm hearing is the grant writer perceives that's probably what's going to happen. Of course, now the Tiger Grant's a little unique because of all the requirements. It's a very unique grant versus the ones that we've traditionally have seen. So, but I have talked to Joan and Ron about it, mostly Joan.
Did you hit them with the hard question you hit Spencer with a week ago?
Which question was that?
What's our percentages? What do you think?
Oh, they don't.
What do you think our chances?
They don't even answer that.
They won't eat.
No,
yeah.
They know better, Spencer.
I don't understand that part of it.
The chances?
I mean, I don't understand that at all. I heard Mr. Pennell say, and he was the first one to say, when the first tax failed, that we'd go ahead and try to build it ourselves. I understand Jim whenever he says, if we get things in place, we could go ahead and build it by ourselves. My comments have been all along that we do this in phases, except for when this Tiger Grant came forward. We have a workforce capable of doing this project once the engineering studies are done. We could start at the east side of the thing, which is the long, flat stretch part of it, and do that part of it, and then... the way I understand stimulus funding is there's been very small amount of it distributed. And so I don't understand why we sit and talk about percentages of getting a grant. Percentages of getting a grant. If we get the grant, everybody says hooray. If we don't get the grant, we put our hands and our minds to work, and we go to work on this project, and we get it done. We start at one side that is already, one man has already donated the property. The question was asked about the donation of the property. One man has already said that he'd donate the property on his side. The other one, a gentleman told me, said, I'll sell it to the county to the point they think that I'm giving it to them on the eastern side. So I don't understand why we look at, well, I think I'll go floating this week down at Downstream, and I think I'll take a chance. What's my chances of winning at Downstream if I go up there and decide to gamble and roll the dice? Well, I think that that is about the same way that we're taking the perception of this grant. I think that we're taking and looking at it all wrong. We need to be looking at it at the economic impact that it has on Taney County, not the chance of what it takes to get the grant. If we get the grant, that's great. If we don't get the grant, we start working on the east side of the project and we look for the financial part. Look, it's not these three gentlemen started this. 1995 started this when they started putting $500,000 of Taney County taxpayer dollars in to the east-west corridor. It wasn't these three gentlemen gets their name in the paper about what's going on at the east-west corridor. In 1995, there's been several commissioners, and every year they put their money in for the east-west corridor.
Mr. Preston.
Do you mind if I just say a few words?
I can give it a shot.
Thank you. In my long career in public service, I'd like to say that some of the most successful projects come out of people that were visionaries. Orbel and Wilbur one day sat outside their barn and said, I think we can. The whole rest of the world said no to them. And they took flight that day out of Kitty Hawk. And I think the East-West Corridor is a critical, critical piece of infrastructure that needs to happen. Everybody wants to know about our percentages and chances. I can give you some hard numbers right now. I know the exact number. If we don't go for this grant, we have 100% chance of not getting it. I guarantee you that. Commitment. I don't think we're really going for a grant. I think that we're going for commitment. If we move forward with this, we're committing to build it. Chances we might get a grant, we might not, but we will commit to moving forward with this project. Is that important? Mr. Ziegenfuss has given a speech several times that enthusiastically raises the hair on my arms and head after he's done with it because of the potential of what this project can do for the county. I wish he would have turn that volume button up this morning and talked a little bit more about that. I think you gentlemen may or may not have heard that. If you haven't, get a chance to sit down and talk with him about the economic potential this particular corridor has. So again, I think we're going for commitment. Are we committed or are we not? Is it a waste of money? In my opinion, absolutely not. At the end of it, we'll have a plan to move forward and some engineering that we can use to build this project, whether it be with in-house forces or a combination of both. The crews that we have working for Taney County, and I'm not embarrassed or not afraid to say this in front of anyone throughout the state of Missouri or throughout the Midwest, we have some of the finest construction people that work for Taney County in our workforces that I've ever worked with. I can take you to parts of eastern Taney County where contractors would have a hard time competing with the product that we put out. I'm very, very proud to be a member of that team. Finally, I'd just like to say, I think we need to move forward with what's been on the books for a long, long time. And by applying for this grant, that's helping us move forward. I'm not too concerned whether we get the grant or not. I think it would be fantastic, and you guys would look like heroes if we got the grant. I'm concerned with moving forward with this project, and I think by moving forward with this grant application, we're moving forward with a commitment. Thank you.
Since you stepped up, let me ask you a question, if I may.
As long as it's easy.
I feel like anyway, chance has been mentioned a couple of times here recently in our conversation. And when this started a few weeks ago, we had a good chance of doing it. I've said this once before, but I'll say it again. I was excited. Good chance of getting it. I was ready to go forward from what I'd heard at that point. Last meeting, it was a 1% chance of getting it. That's what we were told.
Right.
And I don't mean this meanly, but y'all can laugh at me bringing up percentages and chances. Mr. Stroff has asked for what's our percentages. So going back to what EFK Moen did, what's the value? What value do you see? You're the road guy. What value do you see in that $100,000 document?
I think that that kept the project on the table. I think that it was the preliminary can get as far as the alignment. That plan forced, I believe, Mr. Strahan out into the field to talk to those property owners that the alignment had conflicts or was using a part of their property. So it started some initial conversations with property owners as to how this alignment would work. So I think it had you spend $100,000 in moving forward with the concept. Without getting that initial $100,000, you wouldn't know whether that alignment would work or not work. And from a topography standpoint,
let me throw something out.
Okay.
Where we sat at that time when we made that decision, which I voted for, we thought MoDOT was, they talked, Danny's mentioned Dale Riggs, they would fund half the project. And so we went forward. Well, things changed since then, and they said no, and at this time we don't see that except for this grant. You know, I think it, anyway, we made that decision, I think, because there was a chance that we were going to get that 50% money. And we needed to move forward to do that. We couldn't just sit there and do nothing, or MoDOT's not going to help us 50% with nothing done. So there was a reason that we spent that money. Things changed and it didn't play out. And the concept and all that stuff, I tend to disagree. As Danny said, people have been talking about this from 95. I mean, the concept and the desire for it has not stopped. But that didn't play out well, in my opinion. I mean, nothing we could foresee. It just worked out that way. And so anyhow, chide me or not for looking at percentages of how we spend our money. It's we're talking about round figures of $500,000 of taxpayer money, and just as that project didn't play out like we hoped, maybe we should say, well, let's don't take that defeat and let's keep plugging along. But it's taxpayer dollars, and right me or wrong me, that's the way I feel. Danny, the bridge has come up a couple of times today in Branson. And MoDOT came to us in that same time period. They said, we're not going to half fund your east-west, and we're going to close your bridge for maybe a year. And the public said in a big way, we don't want our bridge closed. It's going to cost us a bunch, blah, blah, blah. And we voted, 2-1, we voted to spend the $5 million that we were thinking we would spend towards the east-west, towards keeping that bridge open, a way to keep that bridge from being closed till another one was built. And there was quite a long process, and the way that all worked out, that was way before stimulus dollars or any funding. We thought it was out of our pocket, and not until, and I don't mind saying it, my guess is that Rick and Dee Krutoff, and that's just my guess, but some people of influence, because MoDOT said no when stimulus dollars came on. You're not one of those projects. Somebody made some phone calls and did very well for Taney County and got us on that, because we weren't on that, even though the stimulus dollars were out there. But there was a need for that, and what I told the voters that Annie mentioned when we went for the first sales tax is, this isn't about, I mean, if we get this money, some of them will go to pay for the bridge, but we're going to build the bridge anyway, and it's going to definitely, I'm still planning, hoping for the east-west, but it's going to put it back, and that's where we're at. So anyway, some of that was clarification, but I still have a very difficult time when a few weeks ago we got a good chance of getting it, then it's 99-1, and I still yet don't have a good confidence right now of how that $500,000 is spent.
Right.
And maybe I'm overcautious. So I am.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. I'm going to move that we authorize Great River up to $50,000 to submit the application for the Tiger Grant by the deadline, and basically not to exceed number of $50,000.
Okay.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Yes.
Pat, come on up to the mic, please. Are we streaming today, I assume?
I'd like to say, instead of what if we, it doesn't happen, believe that it will happen. And if we believe, hey, I just believe that the answer is yes.
Well, to answer your comment, Pat, I believe that we had a good chance of building the east-west corridor with MoDOT paying half of the bill. And that's why I voted to spend the $100,000. And I'm not comfortable at this time.
With the investment that is already in it, the numbers, $50,000 for $25 million, hey, I'll just trust it to your fellow's heart, and we'll pray for you.
Appreciate the prayer. Gary?
This is the first time that I've heard our Road and Bridge Commissioner express an opinion on the east-west corridor. I have personally a lot of faith in him and his opinion. Maybe I might personally think the project hasn't been thought all the way out to the end. We're only halfway to where we need to go. We need to get all the way to Forsyth. But based on Frank's opinion, I can accept on faith that the project is needed. I don't know personally, but I'll rely on his word. And I'm looking at it entirely different than I was 5 minutes ago.
Okay. One final discussion. Just want to let you know, after the application date, I'd like to have another meeting where you can then come back and explain who all applied. $450,000 is still a lot of money, which is the next commitment level, or $400,000, which is the next commit level after the application date. So we're going to have a meeting as soon as you have information on who all applied, so you can come back and kind of give us a briefing, because I want to take into all applications in consideration before we make the commitment this year versus next year, or depending on. I still have some questions, but I think the investment now is at least worth it. So,
also, Spike, I want to know where the spike in construction is at that point. The amount of dollars for per construction as far as where our level in the economy is and how the projects are being up and down. I think that's that'll be something that'll be considered at that point as where we want to go.
Okay.
The only other reservation that I have is that in order to meet the cultural and environmental clearances, we need to get that going as quickly as possible due to the limited amount of time that we have to get to preliminary design. And I think that's going to be an important process to get that documentation into the regulatory agencies so that we don't get caught not meeting that deadline. The others we have control over internally as far as manpower and staff, but the one that we don't have over control over is the regulatory review. So
what does that mean?
I need about $15,000 to cover the environmental and cultural
issues.
So
it's not 50, it's now 65?
Well, if we're just going to chunk that out to make the application. We're going to lose another 30 days, and then that's only going to leave us with September to October, October, November, November, December. That's going to leave us 4 months.
Are there other things, Spencer?
Obviously, they're
irritating because we've been discussing 50, and all of a sudden now, before a vote, you're saying, oh, it's 65.
Well, but you're just asking me to complete the Tiger Grant application, and that is the $50,000 to complete the Tiger Grant application. The other thing that we have to commit to is the design and the environmental and permitting process. And you're not wanting to commit to the design and environmental process. You're just wanting to commit to the application process.
I'm committing to $50,000. That's what I'm committing to.
Okay. I'll do that. I feel committed to the project, and that's what we'll hold to. And so we will, on behalf of the county, go through those environmental and permitting process costs.
Okay. Your motion, does it have anything to do with the contract? Do you want to read this contract before it's final? Or?
We need to have our attorney look it over real fast. But I mean,
real fast.
You got nothing else on your agenda. I mean, should we approve the contract contingent upon? Or should we just wait till you get it done, then we vote on it? Or
it's not 450 in here; it's 549.
Right.
Okay. Right.
I wouldn't vote on a contract until you'd reviewed it, or I'd reviewed it, okay. Or somebody's reviewed it. However, you know, if you want to commit to the idea of $50,000, but I wouldn't vote on that contract unless.
So we're just authorizing $50,000 up to $50,000, but pursuant. The approval of that, basically.
Contingent upon the approval of the contract, and it still needs to be reviewed and approved.
Can you put a contingent upon the contract approval?
Okay. All right, you, Danny.
Second?
You would second that motion?
I'll second that motion. I was hoping that contract review would be very specific.
We just got it today, right?
I haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. I just assumed that he would look at it. We could vote on it later today and table this vote till later today.
That's asking a lot of Bob. I mean, we can have everyone do it. We can table the vote. It's fine, too.
I could work on it this afternoon and sometime. You can table it till later in the day.
Is that what you'd rather us do?
I don't know how long the contract is. If it's a 500-page document, I won't have it done. But
it's
13 in the first section and 9 in the second section.
I can do my best. I mean, I think I can get it done. But I
want him to scan over it. I'm sure I've got lots of confidence in Mel and them, but I would like for...
So that motion and second, we'll just make a motion to table this discussion until the contract has been reviewed.
This, and I'd like to have that done this afternoon.
As soon as possible.
The clock is ticking.
So then I'll move that motion. That would table until Bob reviews the contract.
I'll second that.
Okay. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, guys. We're ready for Chris.
Actually,
sorry. You need a break?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break.
I told Chris I couldn't be back at 11:45. He wanted to reschedule this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do this afternoon? We're pretty full. We just move it this afternoon.